Okay, so we're still here at the film conference with Gintis Grūbe and Inese Borka Grūbe, two of Latvia's premier film producers who've registered some real successes in the last couple of years, and I think a part of this advance of the Latvian film industry, where it seems it's travelled a very long way in just a few years, maybe since Chronicles of Melanie sort of kicked it off. I mean, what's your feeling from within the industry about how things are going?
I think it's the industry itself is expanding every year more and more, and we're getting more and more possibilities to work with other co-producers outside Latvia. And it's not only that that we're working on co-productions coming from outside to Latvia, but I think it's a crucial step forward to say that we're working with our productions that are of interest for other European producers to co-produce, and this is this helps to bring information about our industry, about our talents, about our stories outside.
With Mistress Media in particular, it seems that you have strong Latvian themes but with an international angle. So for instance, your most recent one, My Father the Spy, there is this sort of transatlantic angle, even though it's a kind of a Latvian story.
Yeah, everything started with Chronicles of Melanie, or with Escaping Riga, about Saya Berlin and Sergei Eisenstein. And since then, I would say our position is to be strong in so-called historical films or period dramas, and it was the reason why we are providing also so many co-production services here in Latvia. For example, at the moment, Hungarian-French co-production they are shooting a co-production with our company in the same places where Melanie was made in Latvia. It means that actually Latvia, I think, is a very good example for many bigger countries, because we are small, with very limited public funding, but very active in this co-production and network.
And creative ways of problem solving.
Yeah, and we are very professional. Actually, we could really work with we work with many international productions, and everybody does, and it's very very strange and very perfect style of working, which is nothing to do with this post-Soviet.
Thank God, yeah.
But yeah, it's the only way actually how to survive, because 5-6 years ago the Latvian film industry was at 0.0. There was, after the crisis, there was no money for cinema, and then thanks to 100th anniversary program and thanks to this film service program, I would say we are really a success story of many Eastern European countries as well.
And it seems that within the industry there is quite a feeling of optimism as well, so I guess coming off the back of the centenary, where there was a little bit more money and maybe a little bit more general interest in investing in the sector. I mean, what do you see happening in the next couple of years? I mean, are there any areas where we're currently underexploiting our potential?
I think the education in professionals is one of the problems, because like last year and this year we reached a maximum of capacity because everybody was busy in different productions in Lithuania, in Latvia, and I think we need really to work on the new next generation of people, or as not only to be educated in technically in film industry, but also in business or in catering or in languages. For example, it's a problem to get young generation people for Russian productions who speak Russian. They don't speak Russian.
Yeah, and also I think I believe that investment in script writing and the development of the most important aspect of the film development, most important phase, I think this is a very important issue that we need to work on, and build an awareness of what an impact is to have a good script, and to also remunerate the script writers
Well, as a wannabe scriptwriter myself, I agree with this 100%. So thank you very much for saying it, and good luck with the next productions.
Thank you. Thank you.